so glad you died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood for me. For me, so glad you rose for me, sweet Jesus, yeah, Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah. found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger near you. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
In month 8 of the I Commit to Pray campaign, the Voice of the Martyrs is praying persecuted Christians are able to rejoice in their suffering. Acts chapter 5 describes how the jealous Sadducees had the apostles arrested because they had been healing the sick and drawing great crowds. The apostles were flogged and ordered not to speak of Jesus in public. Upon their release, they celebrated. Not because of their freedom, they rejoiced, verse 41 says, because God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for his name. For more on the I Commit to Pray campaign, go online to persecution.com.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage. All kids face something. It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on today. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory that is due your name. God, we thank you that we have came together on today to study your word. Father God, we ask that you will guide us through every scripture, O God. God, we thank you, O God, that you are faithful to us, O God, each and every day, even when we're not faithful to you, O God. God, even as we come together to study your word, God, we ask that you will open our ears so we can hear what the Spirit is saying. God, let us receive that which you have for us to receive. God, give us more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that, Lord God, we can help each other walk in faith and encourage each other along the way. Father God, Ecclesiastes 4 and 12 states, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And Father, we know that, God, we gain strength through your word, God. We gain strength through your prayers, oh God. And God, even as we come together, oh God, to study your word, Lord, let us pull strength off of your scriptures, oh God, and off of your word. God, continue to help us grow in wisdom and grace, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, could you open to Luke, the 12th chapter, and the 32nd verse? That's Luke 12 and 32. And I will be reading from the King James Version. And it says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And today's topic is all kingdom promises. All kingdom promises. And I just want to reiterate this, and I want you to get this in your spirit. All kingdom promises belongs to us. You see, Luke 12 and 32 reminds us that we belong to the family and kingdom of God. Because let me say this, everybody does not belong to the family and kingdom of God. Because you have to be born again. And being born again means that you have to give your life over to Jesus Christ. So those who belong to the family and kingdom of God, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be anxious or you don't have to be worried because you are a sheep with God as your shepherd. You're a son or a daughter with God as your father. It says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, to give you what you want." Everything in the kingdom. God's kingdom is rich. And he wants to see his sons and his daughters rich not only spiritually, but naturally as well. Excuse me. You see, 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 states, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us." You see, Paul taught that God's promises are yes in Jesus Christ, meaning Christ is the fulfillment or embodiment of God's faithfulness in his word. Paul's statement here is sweeping. It's not just some, but all of the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus. You see, every word spoken by God in Scripture finds affirmation in Christ. He cannot lie. Everything he promised us, it will come to pass. But people of God, we got to do our part. We just can't wait on it and just let God do it. We have to put our faith in motion. We got to put our faith in action. We got to continue to do what God has called us to do until the promise comes to pass. The Bible is his story. So when God promised redemption, when he promised healing, restoration and hope, and so much more, he was pointing out forward to Jesus, the Messiah. Because once you accepted Jesus, and I'm talking to the ones who have not made up their mind to come to Christ, because I hear it all the time, "I got to get myself together." If you get yourself together, you don't need Jesus. He said, "Come just as you are. And this doesn't mean any clothing wise. Come as you are, a wretch undone. Come as you are. His arms are open wide. You see, in him, the answer to every promise is an unqualified yes. Come on here, somebody. He is the guarantee that God's word will never fail. And that what God has spoken will come to pass. And here is some reference scriptures that I want you to jot down. Numbers 23 and 19. Isaiah 55, verse 11. Matthew 24, verse 35. That's Numbers 23, verse 19. Isaiah 55, verse 11. Matthew 24, verse 35. So when you come to God with your prayers, don't be a beggar. Be a believer. Don't be repetitious. And what I mean about repetitious, saying the same thing over and over again. Praying about the same thing over and over again. If you keep on praying about the same thing over and over again, you don't trust God. Because if you tell him one time, that's all you got to believe, that it is already done. I'm just waiting on the manifestation. You see, some people come to God pleading for the same promises again and again and again. Where is your faith? Do you either believe him or you don't believe him? Just like you either going to serve him or you're not going to serve him. So no, you have to turn this thing around. God heard you the first time you asked him. So don't pray like he didn't hear you. You don't have to keep reminding God. He heard you the first time. That's why I tell people, let the Spirit lead you in prayer. Because the Word of God says, we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit make it intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. When I get before God, I say, God, here am I. Use me for your glory. I don't know what to say, but you know. Praise God. So when you pray, people of God, believe that he is faithful. Believe that he is just to answer. Because remember, his promises are yea and amen. Believe that the miracles were set in motion. Believe that you are already healed. And start thanking God that is on the way. Start thanking God for your healing. Start thanking God for your deliverance. Start thanking God for the financial. Start thanking him. You prayed for it. And now you praise him for it. Start it. People of God, believe that you are a child of the Most High God. And that he is your loving father who joyously gives you his kingdom with all its promises attached. No more begging God year after year after year after year, begging him for the same thing. When you already have it, you just have to step out in faith. Because it's already there. You see, most of the time, after you pray a promise from God, or a desire he's put on your heart, there's a waiting period when you don't see anything happening. But in the midst of the wait, what you need to do? You need to pray. You need to praise. You need to continue to do what God has told you to do while this other blessing, this other promise that you're waiting on. Continue to do what God told you to do. But all you have is a promise. And I know my promise is going to come to pass. But it's from the God who created the universe. Because I want you to hear me good. Satan is a deceiver. He can make you believe that God is not going to do what he promised. Because he does that because you expecting it at a certain time when God has the divine time to give it to you. Because if he give it to you before time, come on here somebody, you may mess it up or you're not ready to receive it because you have not been in your waiting season long enough to get prepared to receive what he had, to receive it. Oh, come on here somebody. But you know you have a promise. And God has never came short of his word. You have a word from God. From the God who calls you a masterpiece. From a God that calls you the apple of his eye. From a God who loves you. The God whose good pleasure, where he finds pleasure to give you the kingdom. You have a promise. Your heavenly Father gave you his word. Believe and receive it, people of God. No matter what it looks like, no matter how long it's been, believe the word of God. And it will and shall come to pass. Let us pray. Father, thank you for being our loving Father who joyously gives us your kingdom with all its promises. Lord, we thank you for encouraging us to come to you and be a believer, not a beggar. Father God, we declare that we are believing and receiving because you have given us your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in and studying the word of God with me on today. If you need to contact me, you can contact me at 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Remember this. When you're down to nothing, rest assured that God is up to something. God bless you.